light of guidance, the light of guidance. The light of guidance, the light of guidance. The light of guidance, the light of guidance.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على خاتم النبيين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله The prophet of mankind, the peace of our hearts and mind, the most generous and kind صلى الله عليه وسلم is very beautifully reported to have said, the one who recites durood, salutations, salawat, salam, once upon me, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala showers 10 mercies upon him. Subhanallah, sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, salatu wa salaman alayka, ya Sayyidi, ya Habibi, ya Rasulullah, sallallahu ala Muhammad, in nurin min nurillah. Marhaba, 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 khushamdeed. Welcome to one and all to another episode of the series The Light of Guidance. You are watching Madani Channel. Today our focal point of discussion will be related to the spending in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but we'll be focusing on the aspect of spending on righteous deeds. Where should we really spend our money and our wealth? So that will be inshallah our focal point of discussion, and that is what we will try and discuss inshallah. So be with us inshallah for the entire discussion. We'll be with you inshallah until the next couple of minutes, and we hope you will learn lots, and whatever you learn, try and act upon it, try and teach it to others. And inshallah, if you gain something beneficial, then make the intention that if Allah Ta'ala has blessed you with wealth, doesn't, you don't have to be a millionaire or billionaire to do something. Even if it's your 1-2 rand, $1-2, £1-2, whatever currency you are using, that small little which you give in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you never know, that might be something which is accepted in the court of Allah, and it might be a means of your success and salvation in this world and in the hereafter as well. So make the intentions inshallah. You never know when your intention is accepted, when your desire is accepted. Who knows that, you know, the du'as you make after this intention, your du'as will be accepted, subhanallah. So there are many benefits, and inshallah we hope that today's discussion will give you a motivation and a boost of spending in the right way, in the right causes, on the right deeds, and obviously spending in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Okay, we all heard about Qarun, who was a person in the time of Musa alayhi salam, and we heard his incident many a times, that Qarun was given so much wealth. You know, people used to carry the keys to his treasures, and he didn't pay zakat. He accused it in Musa alayhi salam, and he got sunk into the ground. Until Qiyamah he is sinking. All of this we have heard. But you know, when Qarun had all this wealth and all this luxuries, there were the Israelites who are the Israelites who are the Bani Israel, who gave some advice, some nasihat to Qarun. And those advices are very wonderful. There were different pieces of advice. Few of them I'm going to keep in front of you, which is pertaining to our topic, that what type of advices they gave to Qarun regarding his wealth, regarding his maal, regarding that which he has. Subhanallah. And the Holy Quran speaks about this as well. One of the advices, which is verse 77 of Surah Qasas, the 20th part of the Holy Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions in the Holy Quran, and this is actually the advice which the Bani Israel was giving to Qarun, the believers of the Bani Israel. They said, وَلَا تَنْسَ نَصِيبَكَ مِنَ الدُّنْيَا. And do not forget your share from the world. Subhanallah. What does this mean? Do not forget your share, you know, from this world. Regarding this specific part of the ayah, a renowned scholar mentions, and he says that this refers to the shroud. And this is mentioned in Sharh Sudur, that don't forget your share. And that share is the kafan, the shroud. Because you must keep in mind that from this world, our only share is the two pieces of shroud which you are going to take. Your wealth, your luxuries, your bank balance, your house, your building, your mansion, your business. Everything is going to remain here. What you're going to take is only those two pieces of cloth and nothing else. And it doesn't even have pockets in which you can put something. Your cell phones, your tablets, your devices, everything is going to stay here. You and your shrouds are going in the grave. That's the only thing which is going to you. So, you know, in this world, no matter how much you earn, how much wealth you accumulate, how wealthy you become, what a big influencer you become, what a big businessman you become, what a big billionaire, millionaire you become, everything is going to be left here, and the only thing which you are going to take with you, it is going to be your kafan and your shroud. Yes, what is also going to go with you is your good deeds, your amal, and your bad deeds. Right? So don't think that, you know, only your good deeds are going with you, your bad deeds are going to stay in the world. No, you did evil, you did bad, you wronged yourself, you wronged others. That's going to go with you in the grave. You have to suffer. At the same time, you did good in this world. You benefited yourself. You benefited others. That is also going to benefit you in the grave. You know, this coming to the hadith where the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned, when a person leaves this world, all his actions are cut off from him, except three things. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, sadaqah jariyah, that continuous charity will still benefit him in this grave. Now what you must keep in mind, the people from Bani Israel gave the advice to Qarun, وَلَا تَنْسَ نَصِيبَكَ مِنَ الدُّنْيَا, don't forget your share from this world, that is the kafan. You are only taking your kafan with you. So your bank balance, your properties, your luxuries, everything is going to stay here. Your kafan is going with you. But that wealth which you have, if you have utilized it, if you spent it, if you deposited it in the correct places, that benefit is also going to go with you in the grave with those pieces of kafan, with those two shrouds. Because the beloved Rasul said that illa min sadaqatin jariyatin, that sadaqah jariya is going to benefit you in the grave. What is sadaqah jariya? You spent your money in a madrasa. That is sadaqah jariyah. You built a madrasa, that is sadaqah jariyah. You built a masjid, that is sadaqah jariyah. You partook in a masjid, that is sadaqah jariyah. You sponsored a student who wants to become a hafiz, that is sadaqah jariyah. You sponsored someone who wants to become an alim, that is sadaqah jariyah. These are all different forms of sadaqah jariyah. That you are not there, but the masjid will still remain there. You are not there, the madrasa is still there. You are not there, that hafiz, that alim who is studying and who is teaching others, he is still there as long as he is teaching, he is practicing, as long as people are learning in the madrasa, as long as people are learning in the masajid, they're performing the salah. Where is the sawab going? They will receive the sawab, no doubt, but a share of the sawab is also coming in your account. Why? Because this is where you deposited. This is where you invested. This is where you placed your money. So how beautiful this advice is. O Qarun, don't forget your share. That whilst you are thinking about your shares which you are taking, which is your two kafan, try and plan for the hereafter. Invest in that place where it is going to benefit you in the hereafter. And investing is not in your business. Your business is not going to benefit you. Your house is not going to benefit you. What's going to benefit you is the masjid, the madrasa, the student, the deen which you spent upon, which service you have done to the deen. That is going to benefit you. Now I ask you, look around yourself and tell me, is Dawat-e-Islami not doing the service of deen? Is Dawat-e-Islami not serving the deen of Allah and the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? How many madaris, how many hufaz, how many ulama, how many jami'at, how many centers, how many marakiz, how many darul ulooms, all of this. Imagine if your share is going there also. Tomorrow you will leave this world with those two pieces of kafan, but the reward is coming to you. The investment which you made, the profit is coming to you. And that is a clever investment. We all look for the best places to invest. We look at the market, we look at the profit, we look at the trade, we look at, you know, what the market level is, where we're going to get more profit. That's in our business. Yes, we do it. At the same time, you want to invest somewhere which is going to benefit you in the hereafter, then invest in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is one of the first pieces of advice, you know, where it was given to Qarun, that don't forget your share in this world. And at the same time, you must prepare something to take with yourself when you go towards the grave and towards the hereafter. Subhanallah. So before we reach that time in life, we do not have anything and we come to a standstill and we don't know what to do. That and we have regret that if only we would have spent our wealth in so and so in such cause, do it now. In Chinese, there's a proverb which says the best time to plant a tree was 20 years ago and the next best time is now. Once you want to do it now. Don't leave it for tomorrow. Don't leave it for next time. If you want to spend now. Take out that one rand from your pocket. Give it in the path of Allah Ta'ala wholeheartedly. But the condition is wholeheartedly. If your intention is pure, who knows that will be accepted in the court of Allah Ta'ala. In the court of Allah, it's not the quantity which matters. You know, someone very beautifully said, Na surat dekhi jati hai, na sirat dekhi jati hai. Yaha to bas mangne walo ki niyat dekhi jati hai. The only thing which matters is your intention, the pureness of your heart, which you take in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If that is there, then inshallah azza wa jal, we hope that Allah Ta'ala will grant you the reward in this world and in the hereafter. So don't look at the quantity. I don't have 100,000, I don't have 10,000, I don't have money for one unit. No problem. You have half a unit, give that. You have quarter unit, give that. You have a tenth part of a unit, give that. You have 1,000th part of a unit, give that as well. No stress, no worry, no problem at all. But try and put your share in the service of the deen, in the khidmat of the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The work is going to carry on. Masajid are going to be built, madaris are going to be built, jamiat are going to be built, darulums are going to be built. What is going to benefit you is if you put your share. So whether you put your share or not, the work of Allah is going to carry on inshallah azza wa jal. But the beauty is that you put your share so you can also receive some reward from the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Subhanallah. We'll come towards the other advices also which was given to Qarun. But before that, we'll take a short break and listen to a beautiful Quran. And as soon as we return, we will carry on our discussion. Not spend your wealth on righteous deed, on good places and good deeds, inshallah. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam.
مصطفیٰ جان رحمت شمع بزم ہدایت صلی اللہ تعالیٰ علیہ وسلم کا فرمان عالی شان ہے کہ جو کوئی شخص مجھ پر ایک بار درود پاک پڑھے اللہ عز و جل اس پر اپنی 10 رحمتیں نازل فرماتا ہے اس کے 10 گناہوں کو مٹاتا ہے اور اس کے 10 درجات کو بلند فرماتا ہے آج جو کلام آپ سننے جا رہے ہیں اس میں آپ کو بار بار درود پاک پڑھنے کا موقع ملے گا آئیے نعت رسول مقبول بھی سنیے اور درود پاک کے ورد میں شامل ہو جائیے
Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam
Sachi baat sikhate ye hai Sidhi raah dikhate ye hai
Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam
Jalti jaane bujhate ye hain Jalti jaane bujhate ye hain Roti آنکھیں ہنساتے یہ ہیں صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم
صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم
قصر دنا تک کس کی رسائی قصر دنا تک کس کی رسائی جاتے یہ ہیں آتے یہ ہیں صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم
صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم
فیض جلیل خلیل پوچھو فیض جلیل خلیل سے پوچھو آگ میں باغ کھلاتے یہ ہیں صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم
صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم
إِنَّا أَعْطَيْنَاكَ الْكَوْثَرَ إِنَّا أَعْطَيْنَاكَ الْكَوْثَرَ ساری کثرت پاتے یہ ہیں صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم
صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم
رب ہے معطی یہ ہے قاسم رب ہے معطی یہ ہے قاسم رزق اس کا ہے کھلاتے یہ ہے صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم
صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم
اپنی بنی ہم آپ بگاڑے اپنی بنی ہم آپ بگاڑے کون بنائے بناتے یہ ہے صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم
صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم
لاکھوں بلائیں کروڑوں دشمن لاکھوں بلائیں کروڑوں دشمن کون بچائے بچاتے یہ ہے صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم
صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم
مرکد میں بندوں کو تھپک کر مرکد میں بندوں کو تھپک کر میٹھی نیند سلاتے یہ ہے صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم
صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم
باپ جہاں بیٹے سے بھاگے باپ جہاں بیٹے سے بھاگے لطف وہاں فرماتے یہ ہے صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم
صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم
ماں جب اکلوتے کو چھوڑے ماں جب اکلوتے کو چھوڑے آ آ کہہ کے بلاتے، یہ ہے صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم،
صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم، صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم۔
ٹھنڈا ٹھنڈا میٹھا میٹھا، ٹھنڈا ٹھنڈا میٹھا میٹھا، پیتے ہم ہیں پلاتے، یہ ہے صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم،
صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم، صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم۔
سلم سلم کی ڈھارس سے، سلم سلم کی ڈھارس سے، پل پر ہم کو چلاتے، یہ ہے صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم،
صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم، صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم۔
کہہ دو رضا سے خوش ہو خوش رہ، کہہ دو رضا سے خوش ہو خوش رہ، مژدہ رضا کا سناتے، یہ ہے صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم،
صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم، صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم،
صلی اللہ الحبیب صلی اللہ تعالیٰ علی محمد صلی اللہ تعالیٰ علیہ وسلم۔ ماشاء اللہ، مرحبا، ویلکم بیک ٹو آور سلسلہ ونڈرفل الکلام بائی سیدی و مرشدی اعلیٰ حضرت امام اہل سنت امام احمد رضا خان علیہ رحمۃ الرضوان۔ سبحان اللہ، سچی بات سکھاتے یہ ہیں، سیدھی راہ چلاتے یہ ہیں۔ یو نو سیدی اعلیٰ حضرت، ایوری کلام وین وی لسن ٹو اینڈ یو نو وی ریسائٹ دی اشعار، دین we feel like explaining every share of the of Sayyidi Ala Hazrat Imam Ahmad Reza Khan, subhanallah. And you know, in this kalam, it's one of my favorite kalams, where he just mentions the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam as, you know, there's a beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam being ghamkhari ummat, you know, always worried for his ummah, always, you know, thinking about his ummah, remembering his ummah, making dua for his ummah. And he explains different scenarios. If this happens, then Ya Rasulullah, you are the one who does this. If this happens, you are doing this. We messed up here, Ya Rasulullah, you save us here. We did this wrong, you protect us here. Ya Rasulullah, day of Qiyamah, we are suffering, you came and help us. You know, and the way he goes and, you know, presents the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, it's something beyond your understanding. You know, sometimes we don't have the words to explain how Sayyidi Ala Hazrat speaks about the beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Subhanallah, subhanallah. And at the end, you know, he just mentions his keh do raza se khush ho khush re, mujda raza ka sunate ye hai. That tell raza, he must be happy, he must remain happy. Why? Because the glad tidings of pleasure from the court of Allah, the glad tidings is given by this beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And obviously, I mean, associating yourself with the beloved Rasul, being connected with him, loving him, and loving him more than everything in this universe, there is a sign that your iman is complete. That's good news, glad tidings. And inshallah, you will be successful in this world and in the hereafter. Subhanallah, we make dua that may Allah Ta'ala grant us this true love of the beloved Rasul, which we find in Sayyidi Ala Hazrat, which we find in the family of Sayyidi Ala Hazrat, which we find in the followers of Sayyidi Ala Hazrat, which we find in the true ulama and mashayikh and the pious predecessors. Ameen, ameen, ameen. Ya Rabbal Alameen. Subhanallah. Coming back to our topic, today we are discussing the spending your wealth on the righteous and the good deeds. And before the break, we learned that the advice which was given to Qarun, different pieces of advice, and one of those nasihat and advices were that don't forget your share from this world, and that is the kafan which you are going to take, but prepare something inshallah for the hereafter. And we elaborated on how we can invest in the hereafter by obviously spending on the right way and the right path. Another piece of advice which the Bani Israel gave to Qarun, the Israelites, and they said, وَأَحْسِنْ كَمَا أَحْسَنَ اللَّهُ إِلَيْكَ. Subhanallah. And do good just as Allah has bestowed goodness upon you. Meaning, just as Allah Ta'ala has shown kindness to you, you should show generosity by giving in charity, by spending your wealth on righteous deeds, by comforting the hearts of the poor and needy, by alleviating the hunger of the destitute. Be a source of kindness and compassion to others. As Allah Ta'ala has granted lots of favors and bounties upon you, and one of these bounties is obviously this wealth. So your job, your duty is to spend that in the path of Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. You must keep one thing in mind, that this wealth which Allah Ta'ala has granted to us, it's not us, it's not ours, we're not the owners of it. We are just the trustees of this wealth. We are just there to manage it, to take care of it, to look after it, make sure it's in the right place, it's utilized in the right place. But we're not the owners of this wealth. Sayyidina Shaykh Abdul Qadir Jilani, Ghaus-e-Azam, very beautifully, he states, he says, "Antum wukala'u ala hadhihi al-amwal," that you are the trustees over this wealth. This wealth is not yours, you're not the owner, you're just a trustee. And when you are a trustee of the wealth of someone, then you make sure you don't destroy it. You make sure you don't waste it. You make sure you don't use it in those places where there's no benefit. So as now you are the trustees of this wealth, Allah Ta'ala has bestowed it upon you, your job, your duty is to spend this wealth in those places where Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala has commanded you, where Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala has ordered you. In other words, if the hukum and the order from the court of Allah Ta'ala is to pay zakat, then you must pay your zakat. If the hukum, the order from the court of Allah Ta'ala is to pay sadaqah fitr, then you must pay sadaqah fitr. Not you can if you want to. No, you must. You need to do it. It is compulsory, lazim and necessary upon you. If you are commanded to spend on the needy, you must help the needy. If you are commanded to spend on the families, you must spend on the families. In summary, everything, the wealth which we have and possess, it belongs to Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. So you must spend on those places where Allah Ta'ala has commanded you, and not spend in those places where Allah Ta'ala has forbade you to spend. Do not spend your wealth there. Do not spend in the forbidden places, but spend in those places which are the means of the pleasure of Allah and His beloved Rasul Sallallahu Ta'ala Alayhi Wasallam. So, spending on righteous deeds in good places for good deeds, this is one of the rights of this wealth which you have. Your job is you need to make sure, when I say I paid my zakat, my sadqah, fitr, that's all. No! Who is going to spend on the hufaz? Who is going to spend on the ulama? Who is going to give in the masjid? Who is going to spend on the madrasa? Every Friday there is a collection in the masjid. Who is going to donate? Who's going to make sure you are spending on the imam, on the muazzin, on the munaan sahab, on qari sahab, on hafiz sahab? Who's going to spend on the ulama? Who's going to spend in the service of the deen? It is you. you are going to spend. Your obligations is not only zakat and sadaqah fitr, that's all. No. Spending upon your family is also necessity. Spending upon your loved ones is also necessity. Spending upon your wife, your children, also necessity. Spending upon the poor, the needy, the destitute, the orphans, also necessity. So we need to make sure that where we are spending our wealth, is it one of the places where Allah Ta'ala has commanded us? If yes, subhanAllah, you are benefiting through this wealth. Allah Ta'ala has given you this wealth and you are a trustee and you are doing justice to this wealth which you possess. You are spending in the correct places. On the contrary, if you are not doing that, then unfortunately, you have wasted this wealth. And Allah Ta'ala does not like this action of yours. Allah Ta'ala does not like this which you are doing. That you were supposed to be doing one thing, but you in actual fact you are doing something else. So these two things we need to keep in mind. Do not forget your shay. You're only taking the kafan, you're not taking everything from this world. So when you're taking that kafan, make sure you take something which will benefit you, that is your sadaqah jariyah, that places where you will spend, where the reward will come to you in the grave, as we have discussed. And number two, make sure that, you know, Allah Ta'ala has done a favor upon you. You must do favor upon others. You must be kind towards others. You must spend in those places where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has commanded you to spend, because you are the trustees. And the third piece of advice, you know, which the believers of Bani Israel gave to Qarun. Before I come towards that, a beautiful hadith when Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam mentions, the people are dependent upon Allah, and the most beloved to Allah Almighty is the one who benefits his dependents the most. So there are people depending on you, your parents, your wife, your children, your siblings, whatever the case is. Make sure that you do not, you know, do zulm to them. You do not oppress them in this matter. You take care of them. You take care of them. Allah Ta'ala will grant you barakah. Allah Ta'ala will grant you reward in your risk and your sustenance. The third piece of advice which the Bani Israel gave to Qarun, subhanAllah, very wonderful, that is, وَلَا تَبْغِ الْفَسَادَ فِي الْأَرْضِ إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يُحِبُّ الْمُفْسِدِينَ. And what is the translation of this? What does this actually mean? Inshallah, we will learn this after a short break. We'll listen to a few beautiful pearls, and as soon as we return, inshallah, we'll discuss this and then move towards the conclusion of today's discussion. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam.
Giving charity in the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is something that we should practice. We shouldn't be stingy in this regard. We shouldn't be miserly in this regard. If Allah has given you, give in His way. And you will see the benefits. In this world, you'll see the benefits in the hereafter as well. We're told that a person will be in the shade of his sadaqah on the Day of Judgment. Remember, that day, there's no shade apart from the shade of Allah Ta'ala's throne. Now, in one hadith, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentions the virtues of sadaqah, and he actually mentions two things, and we all are desirous, all believers are desirous of these two things, and you can achieve them by giving sadaqah. What are those two things? Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that إِنَّ الصَّدَقَةَ لَتُطْفِئُ غَضَبَ الرَّبِّ وَتَدْفَعُ مِيتَةَ السُّوءِ. That indeed charity extinguishes the wrath of Allah Azza wa Jal and repels an evil death. Now, the scholars have said that worldly calamities generally do not befall generous people. And if problems do occur for such people as a test, then they are granted peace of heart by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and rewarded for their patience. Subhanallah. In short, calamity does not incur sin for them, but brings forgiveness. The calamity which brings about sin is a sign of Allah's wrath. And the calamity which results in forgiveness is a sign of His mercy. So that's beautiful advice given by the ulama. When one looks at his situation, whether this test is a calamity for me, or is it mercy for me? If after that calamity you're more closer to Allah, you repent sincerely, then that's a mercy. But if that calamity that has befallen you is firstly due to your sins, or secondly that calamity leads to other sins, you becoming embroiled and engaged in other sins, then consider that the wrath of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We pray to Allah that He does not inflict us with such a calamity. And if you give sadaqah, this extinguishes the wrath of Allah and will give you husnul khatima. We prevent you from a bad death. This is what we want. The goal of life is to die upon iman, to be thoughtful regarding this, considerate regarding this, to ponder and reflect regarding this. May Allah Ta'ala grant us tawfiq.
Sallu lil habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, salatu wa salaman alayka ya sayyidi ya habibi ya rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Mashallah, marhaba, welcome back. We are discussing the spending on the righteous and the good deeds. And obviously this is for our benefit in this world and in the hereafter. Third piece of advice which we are discussing, which the Israelites gave to Qarun, Bani Israel, was وَلَا تَبْغِي الْفَسَادَ فِي الْأَرْضِ إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يُحِبُّ الْمُفْسِدِينَ. And do not seek discord in the land. Allah does not like those who spread discord. Subhanallah. This is also a very important piece of advice. In other words, O Qarun, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has granted you wealth and riches, and the most generous Lord has bestowed such favors upon you. So do not commit sins. Do not use these blessings in disobedience to Allah Almighty, and do not spread corruption on the earth. First, we learned about how we should spend, and now what we mustn't do with our wealth. That is what is being focused here. You must remember that using wealth for sinful activities, for those things which do not benefit us, for those things which lead to the disobedience of Allah and the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam, it actually leads to great destruction. Wealth is a blessing, and one is going to be questioned about this on the day of Qiyamah. A hadith sharif states, Nabi sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam mentioned a hadith of Tirmizi sharif, on a day of judgment, a person will not be able to move his feet until he has answered five questions. Number one, how did you spend your life? Number two, how did you spend your youth? Number three, from where did you earn your wealth? Number four, where did you spend it? And number five, how much did you act upon the knowledge you acquired? From these five questions, two of them are related to your wealth. Where did you earn and where did you spend? Both are going to be asked to you. You earned haram, you gambled, you earned interest, you took bribery, you spent in the masjid, you spent in the madaris, and you thought everything is fine. No. Where you earned is going to be questioned. Did you earn from the right sources, the right means, the right places? Or did you earn from the haram means, the haram ways, the haram sources? And then where did you spend? You earned halal money. You know, you did tijarat, you did business, you did whatever the case is. Halal money you earned, yes. But where did you spend it? You spend it on movies. You spend it on dramas. You spend it on music. You spend on alcohol, ma'adallah. You spend on gambling. You spend on all the wrong things. That's also a problem. So your earning is good, but spending is bad. Or your earning is bad and spending is good. Both is wrong. Both need to be good, both need to be correct, both need to be pure, both need to be pak. The earning must be clean, the spending must be clean, the earning must be pure, the spending must be pure. So the question on the day of Qiyamah is there, right? And it's very clear. Nabi Sassam says, a person will not be able to move his feet until he has answered these five questions in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in the court of Allah. When these questions are asked to you, what answer are you going to give? How lovely will it be if you give the answer, oh Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, I earned my wealth from halal means, from rizq, from sustenance, from business, from tijarat, from anything, you know. I was teaching, I was performing imamat, whatever the case was. Ya Allah, I earned halal money. Ya Allah, I spent also on madaris. I spent on jamiat. I spent on darul uloom. I spent on huffaz. I spent on ulama. I spent on purchasing Qurans. I spent on building masajid. This is where I spent my wealth. I tried to serve, Ya Allah, your deen and the deen of your beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. If you give this answer on the day of Qiyamah, how fortunate will you be? How lovely will you feel at that moment? Subhanallah, Allah Ta'ala is the one who blessed me with this wealth, and you know, I have tried my level best to make sure I spent it in the right and correct manner, in the right way. So these are all things which you need to work towards. You see, the Holy Quran is there, it's in front of us, alhamdulillah. The Holy Quran has the solution to all your problems. These advices were given to Qarun, but this advice is for us as well. We need to act upon it. We need to look at where are we spending our wealth. Qarun is destroyed. You know, what he did was wrong, filthy. He is destroyed. But we shouldn't be destroyed. We shouldn't follow his path. Our path should be the path of the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The path of Sayyidina Abu Bakr as-Siddiq, Umar Farooq, Usman al-Ghani, Ali al-Murtada, Karam Allahu ta'ala wajhahu al-Kareem, radiyallahu ta'ala anhu ajma'in. Our path should be the path of Sayyidina Imam Hassan, Imam Hussein, Sayyidina Abdullah bin Abbas, Sayyidina Abdullah bin Mas'ud, Sayyidina Usman al-Ghani, you know, the people who had wealth and where they spend their wealth, Sayyidina Siddiq Akbar radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Look at the way they spend their wealth and look at what we are doing with our wealth. If we compare it and if you are trying to follow their footsteps, then Mubarak to you. If you are not doing that, unfortunately, you have missed out a great deal and that is a problem. So we make dua, may Allah Ta'ala enable us to act upon whatever we have learned. With these few words, we reach the conclusion of today's discussion. Remember, instill the love of the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in your hearts, in your mind. This love of the beloved Rasul is the base of your iman, the base of everything. You have this love by Allah, you have everything. You lose this love by Allah, you lose everything. We hope to see you inshallah in our coming discussions. Till then, be positive, think positive, stay positive, remain positive. Till we meet again, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam.
The light of guidance, 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 the light of guidance.